U.S. trade deficit narrows in April as exports surge. By John Carney on May 29, 2026. The United States goods trade deficit narrowed more than expected in April, driven by a surge in exports that more than offset a sharp rise in capital goods imports. The Commerce Department reported Friday that the goods trade deficit fell to $82.4 billion in April from $85.3 billion in March, below the $86.5 billion economists had forecast. Exports of goods rose 4.0% for the month to $219.7 billion, outpacing a 1.9% rise in imports to $302.1 billion. Capital goods imports rose 5.6% in April and were up 40.1% from a year earlier. An increase so large, and so concentrated in business equipment, that it points toward a broad corporate investment cycle. It also highlights that America remains significantly dependent on technology imports after several decades of neglectful trade policies that offshored productive capacity. Capital goods exports also rose sharply, climbing 7.5% for the month and 20.6% from a year earlier. That suggested strong foreign demand for U.S.-made capital goods even as American businesses continued importing equipment for domestic investment. Consumer goods imports, by contrast, fell 1.0% in April and were down 19.8% from April 2025. The pattern is consistent with a large-scale build-out of artificial intelligence infrastructure, data centers, semiconductor supply chains, and related industrial capacity. Those investments require exactly the kind of capital equipment showing up in the trade data. The trade figures carry direct implications for second-quarter economic growth. Net exports subtracted more than a full percentage point from first-quarter gross domestic product. With exports now rising faster than imports, trade appears positioned to provide less of a drag on growth. The Atlanta Federal Reserve's widely watched PNAU model was already tracking annualized second-quarter growth of 3.8% before Friday's data were released. Inventory figures released alongside the trade data added to the constructive picture. Wholesale inventories rose 0.5% in April to $938.6 billion and were up 3.4% from a year earlier. Retail inventories rose 0.7% to $827.3 billion, up 3.0% year over year. March figures for both categories were revised higher. The inventory builds were consistent with deliberate restocking rather than obvious distress, though the advanced data do not include enough detail to rule out category-specific overhangs. Durable wholesale inventories rose 0.9% in April, while non-durable wholesale inventories slipped 0.2%.